It's 12:02 a.m. on Friday, July 10th, 2015. This is Thursday's episode. We recorded a few minutes late. And I have a myriad of things on my mind, but I can't quite find the thread on how I want to proceed with them. Right now, I'm thinking a lot about the project goals I set up last weekend, and watching as some of them succeed and some of them kind of falter. I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, partially upset, of course, but I don't know. Part of me wants to wonder, is this fault in me picking the wrong times? Is it life? Is it... It's me, isn't it? It's totally my commitment. It's totally me. That's okay. That's alright. Because some of them are succeeding. I've talked a couple times this week about weight loss and exercise and things like that. Well, today was another successful day in terms of exercise. I managed to... Well, Patty had an appointment today at the wellness center we go to that's basically our gym. There's also a couple of doctor offices there. And, well, I figured, okay, well, I'm taking you to the wellness center. You don't really need me in the doctor's office. F it, I'm going to grab my swimsuit and I'm going to do some laps in the pool. And by laps in the pool, I mostly mean walking in the pool. I'm not really getting my heart rate up as much as I want to. How do I put it? I'm making the motions of exercising, but not really so much of really burning the calories, of really pushing forward of what I need to do. And the worst part is, So, I'm sure many of you know what Time Hop is, but if you don't, Time Hop is an app that it shoots a message of, well, messages you sent to social media and your own personal pictures over the last couple of years. And one of the messages today was from 3 years ago in which, well, in which I was 375 pounds 3 years ago today. That's just under 50 pounds difference in a 3 year time span. I don't have the extra muscle mass to justify that, so that sucks. My weight has always been pretty heavy. Oh, song ended, by the way. That was the fifth track off the album. Stones, sorry. But for a second, I said Stories. Anyway, moving on. I've always been big. And in fact, for most of my adult life, I always hovered around 375 pounds. That was my weight for the longest time. Like, I want to say, from early 2000s, until 2007, when I dropped down to 345. I'm still trying to figure out mentally how I did that, but somehow the month period between losing or learning about my need for surgery and having surgery, by the time I came out of that surgery, I was under 350. And then I shot back up to 375. And I just kind of stayed there until, I guess, 3 years ago. Because the last 2 years kind of shot up. And, well, the heart of it to blame is to me. The real life impacts on that involve, well, stress and depression, and dealing with that in both myself and my partner. None of this is, not like blaming Patty for things. This is, because the weight gain's, it's all me. But the last couple of years has been trying for the two of us. Between her dealing with the immense stress of her hip joint pain, then losing her father, then my hospitalization last year, then losing her mother, then all the family drama, it has been a challenging experience for the two of us. We're kicking butt and still moving forward, but we have our battle scars. And some of them are physiological, psychological, that, for me, manifest as weight loss, or weight gain. It's really easy to have food as a comfort for these issues. Food as a comfort for pain, for discomfort, for loss. Food has familial values. It's one of the things that a lot of us did with our family. If we didn't do anything else for family, we tended to eat with them. And the times you gathered with your family after you're an adult tended to be around the times you gather around for your family after you became an adult were meals. Thanksgiving, Christmas, the 4th of July buffet, or dinner, or whatever. It's, especially with Patty's family, and to my family a great deal too, food was a very pivotal figure in terms of what we did. So finding comfort in it is not surprising. It's not an odd thing. And, you know, one of my things is I find happiness in serving another. Not all the time, but the simple act of cooking something and having the results, the cooking itself I'm not really a big fan of, but the results of it, having Patty happy about what I've cooked her and her deeply enjoying it, you know, that's an ego boost for me. And, you know, ego booster or way I try to get myself out of depression, it stems to the gaming too. I mean, the gaming or ego boost, the food is an ego boost. It's all about battling a type of depression, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I personally think I'm someone who's depressed. I feel like I have pretty much all the telltale symptoms of it. The therapist that I quit very early this year, I had a therapist, was shopping around for one last year. There's a couple episodes I talk about it, I think. Wasn't happy with her. She, I don't know, didn't feel like she was meeting the goals or understanding the goals I wanted to meet. Constant agenda of, hey, you should go back to school to learn to do blah blah blah, and it's like, you know, that's great, except going to school costs money, and, you know, kind of supporting the wife, and what she needs me to do to be a good partner, all that stuff. So I ended up leaving her just because her diagnosis wasn't really that I was depressed, but that I was a deep introvert. And I don't know, I am an introvert. I'm very comfortable talking here to you all, but talking anything more than one-on-one or across the web, and I'm pretty shy and quiet. So, yeah, okay, I'm an introvert, but that doesn't mean I'm not depressed, and I know I go through it. So, anyway, that's, my mind is kind of wandering at this point. Like I said, I have a myriad of things on my mind. So, I'm going to end it there. Tomorrow we'll come back and talk. We'll listen to the last song on this album. And, you know, look forward to the weekend. Alright? Alright. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.